Because the Word of God is inspired of Almighty God Himself, because the Bible, the Word of God, is alive and powerful and sharp, because it's able to keep you from sin and make you wise unto salvation, we are these days sharing with you some of the wisdom of God as we find it in the book of Proverbs. From the 26th chapter we read, "Like snow in summer and like rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a sparrow in its fittings, like a swallow in its flying. So a curse without cause does not alight. A whip is for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool as his folly deserves, lest he be wise in his own eyes. He cuts off his own feet and drinks violence, who sends a message by the hand of a fool. Like the legs which hang down from the lame, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn which falls into the hand of a drunkard, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds everyone, so is he who hires a fool, or who hires those who pass by. Like a dog that returns to its vomit, is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, there's a lion in the road. A lion is in the open square. Like the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his head in his dish. He is weary of bringing it to his mouth again. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can give you a discreet answer. Like one who takes a dog by the ears is he who passes by and meddles with strife not belonging to him. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, was I not joking? For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down. Like charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a whisperer are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. Like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross are burning lips and a wicked heart. He who hates disguises it with his lips, but he lays up deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those it crushes, and a flattering mouth works ruin." May the Lord today bless these thoughts as we see them found in the 26th chapter of the book of Proverbs. In the moments we have left, I'd like to paraphrase a few of those for you. Honor doesn't go with fools any more than snow with summertime or rain with harvest time. An undeserved curse has no effect. Its intended victim will be no more harmed by it than by a sparrow or a swallow flitting through the sky.